Hello, all, and welcome to episode number 8 of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueenie. I'm a content writer here at Zach's. And as a reminder, Tech Talk Tuesday is our exclusive show for all the tech-obsessed investors out there. On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about the biggest event in the tech world this week, one of the bigger events in the tech world all year, and that's Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference. WWDC is a week-long event, but Apple uses the opening keynote to make its biggest announcements, and boy, were there plenty of announcements on Monday. I won't be able to get into absolutely everything that was covered in the multi-hour keynote presentation, but I did want to highlight a few of my favorite cool new features and products that were announced. I do cool kind of in air quotes there because it's my subjective analysis, but for the purposes of this episode, I'm going to avoid jumping down the rabbit hole of what all these announcements could mean from an investor's perspective. And instead, I'm going to just highlight some of the new tech that Apple showcased. It's a software conference. It's a software focused conference. It's the developers conference. But as a preview, if you haven't heard, hardware might have stolen the show. And before we jump into kind of this cool new tech, I did want to mention that Apple updated us on some Apple Music figures. The service now has 27 million subscribers. That includes 10 million additions since September. The company also said it's releasing an Apple Music Kit for developers and new features, including there were some new features that were announced for Apple Music, which includes an ability to see what friends are listening to, kind of similar to how Spotify integrates Facebook, your Facebook friends list, to show you what your friends are up to. And also you can create a shared queue. So, if you're at that house party and everybody wants to pick a song, your friends can now create a shared queue for the listening device. That's all part of the new Apple Music for iOS 11, and that's kind of the first thing I want to talk about here is one of the most highly anticipated announcements of the whole event was that of iOS 11, the latest mobile operating system update. I'll spare you the full details for the sake of time, and you can certainly check them out from a number of different mediums out there, but you should know that during the iOS announcement and throughout the whole keynote, to be fair, there was a heavy emphasis on artificial intelligence, more specifically machine learning. One tangible result of this focus on AI and machine learning was a really cool feature that is launching with iOS 11, which is the AR kit for developers. This platform uses computer vision and can recognize surfaces and estimate ambient light to help create augmented reality scenes. Thanks to Apple's huge existing device market, ARKit will overnight become the largest AR platform in the world. This technology, to me, clearly signals Apple's intentions to latch on to the growing augmented reality trend full force. Of course, we know Snapchat, Facebook becoming major players in AR, and creating a platform like this doesn't really make Apple a competitor to that. It makes Apple a leader in the overall augmented reality space that can actually work hand in hand with these kind of third-party AR players. So, you know, as an example of this, during the keynote, Apple introduced a member of a new AR content studio created by Peter Jackson. You know him from the Lord of the Rings films. Just launched a new AR studio called Wingnut AR. Brought a Wingnut AR representative out for a demo using an onstage table and featuring the crowd in the background. You could see the crowd on the big screen, really getting that cool AR feel to it. They kind of displayed this dramatic sci-fi fight right there on the table, played out live on stage. And if nothing else, it was really effing cool. It really mind-blowing AR technology right there out of the box. I also wanted to spotlight some of the Mac stuff. I think, forgive me if I use the incorrect words, but on stage, Apple representative described Mac as the lifeblood of Apple, or the beating heart of Apple, some sort of visual imagery like that to remind people that, hey, yeah, we have 60% of our revenue coming from the iPhone now, but we did start this company as a Mac company, or that's how we got our claim to fame. So that was, I thought, kind of an interesting reminder there. But so that's why I wanted to spotlight some of the Mac stuff. I want to briefly mention that Apple kind of a surprise announcement, debuted a new sleek black Mac Pro. They also announced the latest Mac OS, an update to the current Sierra OS called High Sierra. Just going to dig into one small piece of the High Sierra announcement. That was the debut of Metal 2. the update to Apple's Metal graphics processing technology. What's so cool about Metal 2? Well, Apple now will be able to support virtual reality. And then there was a pretty cool presentation to show this off as well. Apple brought out a rep from Lucasfilm's VR lab to show off a relatively geeky but interesting Star Wars VR demo that featured Darth Vader. And finally, the coup de grace of the whole thing, the big announcement everyone was waiting for, the speaker device. For weeks, if not months, heading into this, it seemed like we had this date circled on our calendar as the day that Apple would finally announce its Siri-enabled Amazon Echo and Google Home competitor, and it did. So yeah, like I said, it was the big rumor heading into the event, and we got a sneak peek of it. It's long awaited and Apple's first foray into the smart speaker game. First thing I want to say about this device is that the music fan in me really appreciated the emphasis that Apple put on the music. From the get-go, it was clear that Apple thought there was not a good smart speaker out there that sounded great. They started initiating the conversation about the device by saying, you know, there's a lot of great in-home speakers, there's a lot of great smart speakers. So far, no one has been able to make a great smart speaker that sounds excellent. So displayed a lot of that kind of audiophile technology that is sure to get the music fans excited. Design-wise, the thing's pretty neat looking. I'm just one opinion, and, you know, if we're being completely honest, I think I lean more to the more standard look of the Amazon Echo, but I mean, I'm really being nitpicky there. It's kind of a small oval-like orb with a fabric cloth wrapping around the outside of it. Tech-wise, Apple VP Phil Schiller said that the HomePod... Sorry, I guess I didn't... Did I say the name yet? HomePod. It's called a HomePod. Which, not completely sold on the name, but I think it's a callback to the iPod back in the day. Obviously a revolutionary device for Apple. They're kind of hoping this is their breakthrough into in-home music like the iPod was into mobile listening. So the HomePod has the, quote, biggest brains ever in a speaker, end quote. The thing features several Echo-like features, if, you know, keeping the comparison alive. This includes music, news, translation, finance, traffic, sports, in-home, podcast, reminder, and messaging features. And of course, the personal assistant portion is Siri-based, and you'll be able to talk to the speaker very easily by saying, "Hey Siri," just like with your other Apple devices. Showed off a few cool features in the music listening world of, you know, "Hey Siri, I like this," or "Hey Siri, play something like this." So that's kind of cool. Here is the big kicker to me, though. The thing costs $349. This is an important fact because it's significantly more than the Echo and the Google Home, which most people are going to peg as the main competitors here. For those of you who don't know, the standard Echo goes for about $180. The Echo Dot, the extremely mobile version, is only about $50. The Google Home is about $110. So you're looking at about twice the price of an Echo and nearly three times as much as a Google Home is going right now. Actually, more than three times as much a Google Home is going for right now. And that leads me to the big question. Is there enough here to justify that type of price difference? Does the thing sound that good? Will Apple's choice to make a crisp, high-quality speaker pay off over a focus on, or more of a focus on, that automation, AI, smart home aspect? You know, I guess we're going to have to see. The HomePod will be available later this year. And of course, it's not going to be the only new hardware out around that time. Of course, looking at you, iPhone 8, and wondering when we will get that announcement. And remember, I tried not to go down that rabbit hole of what this means for Apple investors. You're going to see some criticism. You're going to see some praise. Some of these new things may be relatively inconsequential. Some of them may have a profound impact. But in my opinion, the smartest investors are not reactionary. So I think it's the best time. I think the best course of action here is to take some time to let these things cool off. But of course, I will end with questions to the audience as I do every week. What do you guys think? Do you agree? Am I a huge moron here? Did I miss the actual coolest thing that Apple announced at WWDC? Please let me know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com. You can also check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. Remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Thanks again for joining us. We will see you next time on the Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday.